And in the studio with me is my sister from another mister, Janai Thornton, our financial specialist. What's going on, July?
Hey,
Janai?
Hey.
Called you July.
I know. It is almost July,
it
right?
It is almost
you
July.
You excited about these July car sales coming up this 4th of July weekend. That's
so,
what it is.
So honestly, I didn't know anything about all of this amazing car stuff, the psychology of men wanting new cars when the sun comes out, but I definitely can say I'm guilty.
Yeah. And it's true. And you think about all the major holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, those a lot of times you can get your best deals on cars, too.
Indeed.
So there's a lot of commercials right now. It's a good time to be prepared to buy, not just run to the dealership and buy, but to be prepared.
Indeed. So how do we get prepared? Like, so it's officially summer.
Yes.
Best deals are going to happen. Here's a guy. He's been saving up his money. And he says, listen, I want to go do it. Like, what are some of the first keys that he should do to make a smart buy versus an emotional buy?
Well, what you want to do is really secure your finances before you even step onto the dealership, if you can.
Okay.
So see what your options are. Go to your bank or go to your credit union. At least now you're an empowered buyer, and now you can take that off of the negotiating table once you get to the dealership.
That's good stuff.
Second thing is you really want to do your research before you go, because before you step on the dealership, you should know what you want, what your price range is, what you can afford, what dealership in your city offers the best deal right now, because it's extremely competitive. If you want a particular car, maybe that same car is available at another dealership for a better price. You can actually negotiate at different dealerships, but you want to be an informed, prepared buyer.
So we should know who we're going to get our money from.
Definitely.
And then we should be an extremely informed buyer. Should you shop around for a car loan? Is it better for a credit union or should it be like a bank? Like, what are some places that we can go to get loans that are better?
If you're at a credit union, you definitely want to utilize that. If you're at a bank, again, just see what they offer. Because if you go into the dealership and say you've already secured your financing and say your bank says, hey, we're going to give you an 8% interest rate, but you go to the car dealership, they could potentially offer you a lower interest rate, but now you have something to negotiate with now.
Indeed. Top three, Crystal Lee, you just recently bought a car. Like, what was that process like, and what were some of the things you did before you came into the car buying process?
Really none of this.
She's honest.
I'm gonna be completely honest. My brother found me a car, and it was a really great deal, so I went to the dealership, and they gave me an interest rate, but what they did tell me was that if I found a lower interest rate within 3 days, I could come back. And
oh,
then
that's
I
smart.
Could, renegotiate or do whatever I needed to do.
You must have had your eyelashes on, because that's not
no,
normal.
No, they just do that.
Oh, no. Jay did it just for you. You were walking in favor.
No, they did that.
Okay.
But it worked out. It just worked out really smooth for me.
Indeed. So leasing or buying, like I hear a lot of singers and rappers, especially in the world, like in the hip hop era, they always saying, where your title at?
Right.
So should you lease or buy, or is that a case-by-case scenario?
I think it's case-by-case, but to me, it's more of a lifestyle decision. It's more about how many miles are you going to drive?
Yeah.
Are you the type of person who's going to take really, really good care of a car?
Yeah.
You know, and then what's your payment? Because a lot of times, leases tend to be cheaper as far as that monthly payment. But if you're going to be driving over that 12,000 or 15,000 miles a year, like for those of us who live in bigger cities, that's not a good option for you, because you know they're going to charge you per mile, every single mile you go over.
Yeah, that is true. So every mile. So what's the average cost mile per mile?
I've seen 50 cents a mile, but it also can depend upon the type of car. So the higher end the car goes, the more that they're going to charge you for going over the miles.
Wow.
And so the nicer the car is too, the lower miles that they're going to give you a year. So if you're doing like a higher end car, you're not going to get that 12 or 15,000 miles. You're going to be probably closer to that 7,000 or 10.
So then what's the benefit of the lease? Just for a lower car note?
It's a lower car note. And a lot of business people do it too, because you get to write off that payment dollar for dollar. If you're going to lease. Now, if you're buying a car, it doesn't work that way, because now you have to depreciate the vehicle. But if you lease it, you get to write off that full payment too.
Come on.
Dang,
full payment.
I need to go back and lease.
He said, come on, full payment.
So family, if you're just not tuning in, we're talking to Janai Thornton, our financial specialist here. And we're talking about, how to buy a car the right way. Ladies, you've probably noticed that your husband is sitting around looking at cars on his cell phone. Maybe when he looks at a commercial, he's like, ooh, that Corvette looking like whatever it may be. Well, it's important to know that there are some strategic things that you can do before you even go to the lot. And she's giving us that today. Listen, how do you know, honestly, that this is the time? Is there a financial number that you should have, a percentage you should have, a down payment you should have before you walk into that dealership? Or do you say, listen, go for what you know?
Well, the thing of it is, you need to factor in everything, the cost of the car and insurance as well, because your insurance could potentially go up once you get this new car too. So make sure that you are factoring in your entire payment. But really what I want people to think about your transaction as three parts. One is the financing.
Okay.
One is the price, how much, negotiating that price. And the other third part of it is your trade-in. Those are three separate negotiations. And a lot of time at the dealership, they just try to wrap all of those three things together. They're very distinct and separate. So if you have a car to trade in, a lot of times people will sell their car outside. So that's what my husband did the last time when I bought my car. He sold my old car. That way we got the money and we went to the dealership. So there was no haggling about what's my trade-in value. I'm sorry?
You would recommend that?
Absolutely. If you can do that, though. If you can do that. But definitely negotiate each part of those transactions separately, because they are separate.
So, Janai Thornton.
Yes.
A lot of men are listening right now because their wives said, hey, learn something, because I see you about to go buy a car.
He's going anyway, right.
And, you know, you about to get that 17% interest rate. And we ain't trying to see that happen. So, Janai's been helping us out. You know what? When you are about to buy a car, such an emotional thing. Do you recommend us waiting a little bit? Like, what's that process? What would be a healthy process for men? Because once we sit in the car, once we sit on that motorcycle, whatever it is, we're already sold. And
even
we're thinking
women,
of ways.
I'm the same way.
Well,
indeed.
It's funny because,
really?
You know, you're speaking to the emotion, and the reality of it is really just a business transaction. At that point when your emotions are taking over, that's a good time for you to begin to step away.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean no forever, but it probably might mean no for right now, because you want the best deal. You don't just want the car. You want the best interest rate. You want the best trade-in. You want the best financing terms. You want the best of everything. You want to pay the right price. You don't want to just have a car and later on, you have some sort of buyer's remorse, like, I cannot believe, how did I jump out the window doing this? So it is a business transaction. So be prepared for the business, and to the best of your ability, you want to set the emotions aside. That's why you want to be prepared, because the dealerships know how emotional we are.
Indeed.
You know, you've fallen in love, you already know you want what you want, and you can have what you want, but that's not the only dealership that sells that car.
Yeah.
You want the best price.
That's good stuff. Hanging out with Janai Thornton, and we're talking about car buying. Another quick question. As dealers put those cars on sale, is there like a negotiation cushion? So if it's $20,000, can you come in and say, man, I need it for $12,000? Like, is it a cushion that you would know of, or a good starting point? Because some ladies feel like, you know what, they're always overcharging me. And then they go in and negotiate too hard. It's like, no, the car is $17,000. You want it for $9,000. Like, is there a cushion?
And it's funny, because now when you think about companies like CarMax, where there's no negotiating, that's the reason why they do it, because it takes all of that away. There is no negotiating.
I went to CarMax.
Right.
And it was probably the easiest car buying experience I've ever had.
But I think that's why they do so well.
Yeah.
And, you know, my oldest son works in their finance division, and they do an exceptional job of really taking care of people.
Yes.
I think they've done a good job of making sure we as women, we are comfortable.
Because you know what they do? They don't go, you know how when you go to buy a car and they go in the back and they're like, let me go talk to my manager.
Right.
At CarMax, they show you everything. They're showing you your interest rate right away. They're showing you how much you'll get for your car. I mean, it's literally easy.
Wow. No haggling, nothing. This is what
price.
It is.
Right.
Here we go.
So real quick, car buying apps. What are some good apps? Because I know time is winding down. Apps.
Here's a few really good ones. First one, Use Car Search Pro.
Okay.
Use Car Search Pro. This one, ABC News says, this one makes salespeople quiver. It is so good.
Wow.
Yeah, because...
Say it again.
Use Car Search Pro. And what's cool about this one, it searches in over 40,000 dealerships and private sellers.
Wow.
Yeah, so this one is a good one. CarMax has an exceptional app. So obviously you only have access to CarMax cars, but that's a good one.
Yeah, she sent me so many pictures.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Shout out to CarMax.
Auto Trader has another really good app. Edmunds, and of course, Kelley Blue Book is a great one.
Family, listen, car buying is something that we have to do, but we don't have to do it uneducated. And Janai is educating us. Family, listen, if you're going to go get that car, make sure that you have that financing together. Make sure that you don't go in and make it an emotional decision, because it's business.